27th of September 2021. My name is Soham and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1222. Today's episode is titled, I Love You Wonkai. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
The English title suggests that puppy love is a puppy love, or, as it plays out, a love story between a young girl and her best friend. Chinese love drama series that falls in love with her boyfriend, the star of the series. The star may not be internationally known, but he is more influential than most fans realize. If you're looking for a romance with a bit more edge and like it when your partner falls in love in a police proceeding, then, When Snail Falls in Love, is perfect for you. It sounds like a serious drama, but it's actually a comedy with a bit of romance thrown in. If you decide to immerse yourself in Eternal Love and have finished all 58 episodes, look forward to watching the next romantic drama after the end. Here's when you need a little more love in your life, and here's a romance-themed entertainment site that helps you find the best romantic comedies, dramas, movies, TV shows and more. Here you will find all news, reviews, business gifts, events, discounts, free offers and much more. The subtitle Asian Drama is for all those who want to discuss and explore the latest news, reviews, films, shows, videos and much more from the Asia-Pacific region. It is a co-produced TV series starring Mike Hee and Janine Chong in a romantic comedy, a drama series about the relationship between a young man and a woman. Wong Kai plays I Ching as Wong Kai, and Serenade plays them in a romantic comedy, a drama series about the relationship between a young man and a woman. Wong Ziwen plays the bratty daughter of a rich man, Wong Kai a doctor and Serenade I Ching, a young woman with a heart of gold. There is also sweet Wong Bai Chuan, who turns out to be a good friend of Wong Kai and his friends. Last but not least, Ji Bai and Xu Xu are loved individually, and I love both, but I also find it sweet how Ji Bai Xu likes to tease about their obvious height difference. Chang is a positive, sunny boy and enjoyed playing the triple spy with Ming Lu. In episode 7, Femme Carrie Kylie is seen chasing after a crying person and helping to end Noor and Jasmine's knockout fight. I start to add that there is a girl named Kai and she quickly falls in love with a boy named Kai. Lin Kai Tuo is a very nice boy, kind and humble, but he is so misunderstood. Ku Xiao Xiao is portrayed in the TV drama Ode to Joy 1 and in the role of Lin Kai Tuo, the main character of the anime series Wongai. In the popular Chinese TV series Kai Ziyuan, he was portrayed as Lin Ka Jin, a young man in his mid-20s. He has also appeared in television dramas such as Noor and Jasmine, as well as a number of films. Ku Xiaoxiao has portrayed many characters in popular television series in China, especially in Lu Shang Xian, Hong Zhou, Zhang Shan, etc. Ku Xiaoxiao is portrayed in the TV drama Ode to Joy 1 and in the role of Lin Kai Tuo, the main character of Wongai. He's really good-looking and cold-blooded towards women, but he has the most surprising backstory. Right now Man Chun is on the moon, and I know you would be too, so I'm glad to be back in this city. It turns out that Luo Zai's childhood friend has been crushing him for years, and he won't give up easily. Can you not imagine Kai Tuo as your real brother, even though he does not get along with you on the surface? You are the one who knows best the good and woe of love between man and woman, not the other way round. After Fire I became obsessed with the two characters and the actors who played them. Wong Ziwen appeared in the first two episodes of the second season of Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Fall. Wong plays neglected Prince Xiao Jingyan, who ascended to the throne after the death of his father Prince Jing. When Snail Falls in Love, adapted from Ding Mo's novel of the same name, and Ode to Joy, in which he starred with Wong Ziwen. After seeing Nirvana of Fire, I guess, but I really adored him as a prince and reunited with him in Dragon Fall. The plot was amazing, everything was incredibly well thought out for me and everything went quickly. There were many action scenes with Wong Ziwen and me and other actors, and the action scene with me was one of the most exciting scenes in the whole movie. This is all for today guys. My name is Soham and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.